Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, An Introvert's 9 Secrets to Leadership. And why are we talking about leadership? Because no matter what business you're in, whether you're your own business, whether you're working for someone else and you're in management, you have to lead other people. You have to bring out the best in them, even if you're an introvert. So, build your own dreams or someone else will hire you to build theirs, said Farrah Gray. Leadership is not reserved for extroverts. Mark Zuckerberg, the man behind the social media giant Facebook, is an introvert. How's that for a paradox? And you've seen a lot of movies on him, and remember, he was always a geek, in essence, because he was always on the computer, and he kind of knew how to write code before they taught you how to write code in class. So that's the mark of someone who can take an idea and really grow with it. So some of the most acknowledged leaders are introverts. You don't have to be an outgoing, crazy, communicative, and incredibly charismatic to achieve greatness in this life. A leader's strength comes from creativity and ideas, not from social skills, but when you're afraid to come out of your protective shell, you're missing out on an opportunity. Introverts can be great leaders if they leverage their strengths and cultivate some of their flaws. Let's talk a little bit about what your strengths are and how you can cultivate them to be what you truly want them to be. First of all, if you're very familiar with the creator, the advancer, the refiner, the enforcer, and also the facilitator. The creator is usually the one in the team that comes up with the ideas. He has it formulated in his head. He knows what he wants to do, but he may not be able to communicate it to the other people in the group. And that's where you have the advancer, because he takes the idea and he knows how to look at it, to see what changes need to be made, what needs to go back, all the things that need to do to tweak it. The refiner then takes it and refines it and breaks it down and brings it down to the concise idea of what will work. Then, once the refiner has finished with it, he gives it back to the advancer, who looks at it, tweaks it some more, gives it back to the creator for his ideas. Then it goes on to the enforcer. And the enforcer is the one who can take the ideas and really implement it. And then through all those quadrants, you have the facilitator that works with each of these people. So this is how a team works. And this is what makes a good leader. So even if you're an introvert, if your strength is in being a facilitator or in taking ideas and knowing how to work with a team to make it all work. Claire Donovan, a team leader at Easy On Time, explains that being an introvert doesn't make it easy for you to be established for yourself as a leader. As an introvert, it's not easy for me to act natural in front of an audience. I've had my awkward moments in meetings, and it wasn't easy. But guess what? No one had it easy. Can you name someone who woke up one day and became a leader? No. It takes a lot of effort for everyone, especially those who are willing to invest in their effort. Introverts are just as capable for leadership as extroverts are. Here's a guide for introverts to cultivate their leadership efforts, courtesy of an introvert like you. Acknowledge the strength of empathy. The force of empathy is strong with introverts. Extroverts may be the better speakers. However, introverts are great listeners. An introvert leader is able to see a problem from another person's point of view. They understand how people feel in a certain situation and can take proper action to calm them down. When it comes to misunderstandings and conflicts, introvert leaders are exquisite at solving them. Another way of talking about an introvert leader that has empathy is someone that is very intuitive. They can see into other people's souls. They can give you an idea of where that person is coming from because they can go within themselves and they can be very aware of what their feelings are and where they're coming from. So what this allows them to do is to be able to recognize those feelings in other people. Communicate one-on-one. Most introverts don't like speaking in front of an audience, but they're good at making connections with fewer people. One-on-one talking are their forte. Since they don't waste words and listen carefully before giving a response, you can use this skill as a leader by welcoming face-to-face meetings with your employees. This should also give you the reputation of being approachable. A major win. And here's another way to look at it. If you're in a room with a group and you have one person that you talk to, you use that as a learning opportunity to communicate one-on-one and to learn the skills to be a better communicator. Don't throw away me time. An extrovert gets his strength from socializing. That's why extrovert leaders are so approachable and appreciated in their organizations. They're always inviting people for lunch to dominate the conversation at office parties. Introverts, on the other hand, feel exhausted after spending a lot of time among people. They need time alone to reconnect with their inner peace. Don't cut yourself short from the necessity. Whatever you need peace and time for yourself, take it. As a leader, you have a responsibility to interact with other people, but that won't be 24/7. Another thing to think about why you need me time, not even just being an introvert, but anyone needs time alone, just to know themselves, to be aware of who they are, and to know when they're coming from. And even if you're a hyperactive person who's always running and going, you all need time alone. This is why we need sleep. People forget that you still need that 8 hours of sleep a night, because that's the time when you dream. That's the time when you work through any issues or things that have gone on around you for the day, and understanding how to utilize and express your feelings, your emotions, to basically reconnect with who you are. And often we don't take time for ourselves, especially when you're parents and you got a small child who's very needy. Then what are you doing? You're constantly letting them take over you and your time and what you need. So always remember to think about all of the things that will help you as an individual get what it is that you need in life and what you truly want in life. We don't always realize just how important all of the aspects of our lives are. Think about it this way. The perfect day kit. Send it out to me. And think about how you can utilize or emphasize some of those things that can help you as an individual take time away to get to know yourself. Lay your cards on the table. Most teams are used to working with extrovert leaders. Your employees might be surprised by your quiet approach. The first thing you need to do is make your leadership style known. You're not the guy they worked with. You're a completely unique person with a different approach. As long as you prove yourself to be a great leader, the style shouldn't make us or break it. Here's another thing to think about when it comes to leadership, that we all are unique individuals. We all bring different things to the table. A leader knows how to bring all of these aspects out of everyone in the group and utilize it and make it all work to your advantage, to take it all and incorporate it into who you are. You know, because when you're working as a team, you have one person that's the leader, but you have everyone in the group, and everyone needs to bring something in because everyone has a different perspective. And why do we each have a different perspective? Because we come from various, widely different environments and places. And when they talk about the birth order, you're talking about even within a family, although the experiences might be the same because of the different birth order, that there is a vast difference in the outlook of how each child looks at the situation that happens or goes on in the family, because no two people react the same way given the same circumstances that surround them. Each of us have a different personality, so we all react differently. Use technology. Do you prefer writing emails instead of face-to-face interactions? Then technology is your best friend. Stay informed about business progress by the use of collaborative e-tools and experiment with platforms until you find the perfect one. Thanks to digital communication, you won't feel exhausted after a day's work. You'll still have energy for real meetings and business presentations. Technology has become very much a part of our daily lives. The problem is that you have some people that don't want to advance or use the technology. Let me tell you that technology has totally changed how business is done today. For instance, I can remember when there were conventions in Atlanta, I would work with the temp agencies, and I was always there helping the leaders of the presenters. I was always there assisting in the breakout sessions. So I had an opportunity to observe how different groups were attended. Then as a professional speaker and trainer, initially, before the internet, everything, you had to go and print out your brochures. And then if there were any changes made to the meeting after all the brochures were printed out, you just had to throw them out and reprint them up. Today, you can go on a website. You can find all that information. And if a change occurs, they can go in there and make the change immediately, and the cost is almost nothing compared to the price of printing up and mailing brochures. It used to be that companies would have regional meetings and national meetings on a yearly, quarterly basis. Now they can do it pretty much over the internet, virtually, through rooms. A large corporation for doing international meetings, the cost and the number of people that attended was very low, or it was reasonable, but now that they do everything online, people have an opportunity to attend a presentation just by doing it virtually. So if you understand technology and how to use it, it can be some of your best tools to reaching and making new connections on a daily basis. And we're talking about introverts and how difficult it is for introverts to get to know people. And when they were at large conventions, it would be easy for them to get lost. Whereas through doing something virtually, they can break it down to where they are dealing with someone one-on-one. Fake it till you make it. You don't have to feel great when giving the presentation, but you do have to fake it. Whenever necessary, call upon an image of yourself being comfortable and confident, and watch it become real. Karen Renault, Vice President of Cambridge House International, says, "My introverted nature is constantly challenged in an extroverted business world. My approach is to act as if I am an extrovert. I try to act as if I'm the most comfortable person in the room. I smile a lot and introduce myself to people while avoiding the thoughts of bolting. I also ask a lot of questions." Another way to look at this is this, that an introvert is someone that is very detail-oriented. They need to have all their questions answered. They need to know everything before they make that final decision. We don't always think about it, but when you're communicating with someone, you truly need to know what is their communication style. Because if you're someone that's very detail-oriented and you get in a discussion with someone and you turn around and you are giving them details, but they are a totally different behavior pattern, say an extrovert, and all they want to know is the bottom line, and you can't adapt to where you get to the point of view immediately, then you're going to lose that sale. So it's important to understand how each of us communicate in a different way and how to adapt how we communicate to close the sale. Get out of that box. Your home is your comfort zone. All you need is your family, a good book, music, or a movie to have the perfect Saturday evening. When it comes to work, you like doing your job in the best way possible, but you don't feel comfortable when you stand out. That's something you need to change. A great leader steps into the unknown by taking risks and meeting new people. You may not feel comfortable at first, but it's important to keep challenging yourself and step out of your safety zone. This obstacle is an opportunity for growth, the feeling of exceeding your own capacity and reaching new heights is priceless. And what are we talking about here when we're talking about getting out of the box? It's getting out of your comfort zone. The fear of success, the fear of failure, whatever it is that causes you to put limits on yourself. How are you going to change all of the things that you tend to do to hold yourself back? And think about it. If you only surround yourself with family, or you stay at home and you listen to music all the time or read a good book, and you don't take the opportunity to intermingle with other people, then what you're doing is putting limits on yourself. And what this does is a good leader will find a way to break the glass ceiling, to break those limits that they are putting on themselves, to find a way to succeed and grow at the pace that they know they can. It's an opportunity to think of how to get out of your comfort zone, to look for opportunities to expand and grow, to challenge yourself to greater success than you currently have. Rely on your reason. When you notice a conflict within your team, you won't feel good about getting in the middle of the situation and confronting them about their opinions, but that's exactly what you need to do. Take your time to think about the issue. If you're an empath, introvert, you can understand the anger and view all sides of the conflict. Once you analyze the situation, speak up with reasonable arguments and solutions. That's the kind of leader worthy of respect. Think about it. You want to be a good leader. You are an introvert. You can analyze. You can reason. If you take all of those things into effect, that when you're working with people, then you can be an effective leader. You can choose. You can create. You can do the things that will help you reach that pinnacle of being the best leader possible within your limits, and also learn at the same time how to break out of your comfort zone and to expand your world in your endeavors. Practice communication. Some introverts prefer written communication, while others choose talk. You need to find the approach that works for you and make the most of it. However, you'll need to work on the type of communication you don't like to. Keep informing your team about the organization's goals and the progress of all projects. Give feedback on their work and ask them to come to you with ideas. Here's another way that you can look at how to practice communication. Join a Toastmasters group. Why? Because Toastmasters gives you the opportunity to stand in front of a group and speak up. First, your first speech is usually no more than 10 or 3 minutes, but it's usually a speech about yourself, which gives you the opportunity to tell people about you only because that's the person that you know the best. And if you can talk about yourself for 3 minutes and get support from the people around you, that will help you grow. And each speech after that, so you've given 10 speeches, often will increase in time, but also teach you the ability to use descriptive words, to use your hand, to express yourself with your body. And the best communicator not only knows how to use words, but they also know how to use their body to express their emotions and feelings. So we've been spending this time talking about the 9 ways for extroverts to build good leadership skills. Often, we don't always think about it, but whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you have the ability to succeed. And I'm going to break away from this for the last few seconds to just discuss that if you look at the Myers-Briggs, they talk about the introvert and the extrovert and different parts of that. And when you use the DISC, you're talking about the dominant, the influent, the inspiring, the steadiness, and the conscientiousness behavior patterns. And the C and the S are two introverted behavior patterns, with the S being the one that literally goes by the book and the rules and regulations, while the C is the one that is very detail-oriented and wanting all the answers. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can read some articles on there, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And I would like to remind